what someone said to me is all of a sudden, you know, you look at that Buffalo defense, you got Dallin Byram, you got Power Kesselring, you got Samuelson, Bernard Docker. That could be, in theory, a real strength of their team. And again, the Sabres might not feel the same way, but this was an executive on another team. He was looking at it and saying, like, that's not a bad defense. If Buffalo isn't crazy about the offers for Byram, maybe you start the season with them. Could do a lot worse than what you got there.
Elliot Friedman, first of all, a strength of their team. How many areas are there? Three?
You want to count coaching? Sure. Yeah. Forward, defense, goal. Yeah.
One of the strengths of the team would be the blue line. One of the top two, I guess, then. Mm-hmm. What is that even to say? I mean, Byram, no. Samuelson, no. Whoever the executive is that's offering how, you know, Samuelson looks like a nice, including him or even Byram, in an assessment that, you know, but however modest it was, a strength of their team is to say what? That's my main point. Yeah, okay. Nope. Talk me into defenseman at nine, if you want, through the prospects. Through, hang on, I got it here. Radim Mirka, right? That's
sure.
One of them.
Yep.
And Scott Wheeler also mentioned Kayshon Acheson.
Sure.
Acheson.
They're both big. I feel like Mirka, I'm not as comfortable describing Acheson from memory. Mirka is, there's an edge there. I think. And maybe the same is true of Acheson. I feel like they were sort of lumped into the same pail. And really, I'm thinking about size more than physicality, even. Like, you watch, I mean, I'm sorry, right? Watch Florida. Watch even Tampa. Tampa has been this, you know, of course, headed up by Hedman. But the rest of their defense are all just big dudes with long, they got a lot of reach, just good sticks, and defending. It's one of the reasons why I still remain as bullish on Power. You know, I realize that somebody who is his size, you'd like to see more physicality there, but defending is about taking away time and space as much as it's about running guys over.
Yep.
And Power should be equipped to, his stick is very, very good. And so get me reach, right? I'm thinking of Mikkola on Florida, mainly when I'm making this point. He's a player that, to me, I never really thought once or twice about at all until they started having all the success. And, like, he's big. He's jumping up the ice. But in his own zone, he's hard in front of the net just because of his sheer size. And, again, Power lacks that. He does not have an awareness, really, in front of his net that is satisfying yet. But I still want to give that time. He's still a kid at this point in his career, I think. That's, maybe I'm being a little generous, but still. And there's still room for growth. So I think I need some size there to just handle. If the game is getting heavier, which I think it is, I don't know how long that will last. 5 years ago, I was totally fine drafting every Cole Caulfield that came down the highway. Any 5'8", 5'9", I don't care. Even if he's a defenseman. Can he move the puck? Can he skate? That's at a premium. But I've got that box checked right now with Power and Dallin at the top end of my roster. Would I like to have another one? Really, that's what Byram represented. Because he's the same cloth, just not really not having as positive an effect when he's separated from Dallin, like you've said numerous times. I think that's irrefutably true and a reason why I'm not eager to re-sign him and keep him around. So I want size back there because I've got, in this window right now with Dallin and Power, I've got the skill that I need to work. I shouldn't need another guy that duplicates those skill sets. So what do I need to fill it out? I need some meanness. I need some size. I need some reach. I just need guys who are tough to get around in front of the net. And so that's the appeal to the big defenseman to me. And, you know, their depth chart in Rochester, I already mentioned it, like Novikov, Komarov, Sturback is a draft pick from last year, and I'm just not sure really where he projects at this point. But like Ryan Johnson is still in the system, and that's over. And he's more Dahlin style play, more puck mover skill guy than he is, hard to deal with in the corners or in front of the net. So I think while the league is diving toward physicality and size, the forecheck and that kind of stuff, and really just smashing, trying to smash the door of the house down in front of the net, I need some trees back there. So that's the appeal of the big defenseman to me. They don't have out now. They did just get Kesselring, and he definitely fits that profile, and I'm excited about that. But I could use another one or two, and maybe a highly drafted guy that has some good puck skills to go along with it, because I don't think these guys would be rated where they're rated just because they're big. They got to be able to move and handle the puck reasonably well. So I'm just looking to supplement the puck moving and skill with a little more size and preferably some grit and toughness if I can get it.
Radim Mirka, who played juniors in Seattle, right?
I believe that's right, yes.
It's the player on the table. Let's go to Jim next. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, I'm calling big pick tonight. I'm thinking, with Kesselring, it's really time now. Power's really got to step up. I mean, it's either time to move on, become great, get a little more physical. But, with the defense now, we got a big defense. We got Samuelson, we got Kesselring, and we got Powers. Those are all big boys. I'm just, whatever happened to Ryan Johnson? Is he ever going to get back to the NHL? And the other guy that might be up and coming is that Novikov, that Russian kid. I think they got him during COVID, fourth round pick, something like that. Is he ever going to get a chance to play?
I couldn't say. But Johnson, I thought, was kind of – I was optimistic for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if – you said that's over, right, you think?
I just don't feel like it's – it's popping. I mean, he was there in Rochester this year again. So I'm actually confirming to make sure. I feel like I never heard his name this year one time. I just feel like he has settled comfortably into, will he play in the league? Yeah, maybe. Expansion might be coming. Who am I thinking of? Just any journeyman defenseman that, maybe he'll play, maybe he won't, Will Borgen type of guy, or the kid from Wheatfield, Clendenning, like in and out AHL, Dennis Gilbert, like tweener guy. Like Johnson, I think the idea of him being an impactful NHL player, I think the ship has sailed.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Tonight, I believe, would be the third time the Sabres have used the 9th overall pick. I don't know if you know that. Have you seen that somewhere?
No, I have not.
I'm counting only two other 109s in Sabres history. One is recent. Matthew Savoy. Since traded. By the way, how did he do this year? Do you know anything about him this year when he was traded to Edmonton?
Minors. I feel like maybe he got a game or two in the NHL. I'd have to look at his page. But I don't know that it's off track necessarily, but he did not, he did not end up on Connor McDavid's wing or anything.
Right. So that is 2022. And the other 109 goes back 40 years from there.
Oh boy.
But it was the second pick the Sabres had in that draft. They drafted Phil Housley at 106 out of high school. And that went okay.
Hall of Famer.
At 16, they drafted Dave Andrechuk in this 1982 draft.
That also went okay.
Out of Oshawa, also in the Hall of Fame. And in between, they drafted a guy who was good, but maybe not what they had hoped for in terms of a ceiling, and he's since passed, Paul Sear.
Sure, big shot.
Big shot, Paul Sear. 470 games in the league out of Victoria, in the Western League.
Savoy, oh, geez, I'm sorry. I'm at a website that ads are just untenable.
ESPN.com?
No. People who look at prospect pages know what I'm talking about. He played four games with Edmonton this year, one assist. 66
what a
games.
Pass, though.
66 games in the minors, 19 goals, 35 assists. So, okay. You know, decent year in the minors.
They might not have had room for him.
For Savoy. Edmonton, yeah, probably not. Yeah.
So if anybody else knows of a 109 in Sabres history, let me know. I'm just doing this, looking through the whole history of their drafts. A lot of eights. Quinn was an eight. Ristolainen was an eight. Mittelstadt was an eight. One other one the year before.
Grigorenko?
No, more recent.
Okay.
Quinn, Mittelstadt, Ristolainen, one other more recent was an eight.
Hmm. Don't know
either. Benson was like a 13, 12 or 13. He was a faller in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL draft starts tonight, round one, coming up just after 7, a little more than an hour from now. Paul Hamilton will join us at 6 to preview it. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.